Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges the job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Today's national. Well, I guess it's only ours, but what? It can be national.
What?
Download a female Friday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Female Friday.
Yeah, yeah. So find a female, download it. That's it. Show support. Find a record in the last year or so that you think's great. It could be Miranda or Carrie. It can be. We have a million options. We'll talk about it today. But today we're trying to make a difference and get some female music downloaded. People will call like crazy. Like, for example, Jake. Jake's on in Kansas City. He wants to talk about Lunchbox wanting to go to Las Vegas as a reporter to cover the fight.
This has been a hot topic.
It's been super hot. I didn't think people would care. Jake, go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking he should go.
But I have to fund it, and he has to leave the show. Like, he leaves his responsibilities for very little payoff.
I understand that, but it should not be just he goes. I think it should be a quid pro quo.
So he has to do something in exchange.
What? Yeah, like, maybe, like, not watch street fights for a year. The show is a lot better when he wasn't watching street fights, or maybe a fear factor with snakes.
Oh, so you're saying if he fulfills some sort of punishment-type challenge, then he should be able... Now we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it sounds like he really wants to do this, so I think it'd be a good way to kind of see how bad he really wants it.
I know. He has to get a tattoo of your face.
I like that.
We all just end up with tattoos of Bobby's face on us.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand. I'm doing something for work, so I don't know why I would have to get a tattoo or do something with a snake. I am helping the show out.
We don't need
out.
The show to cover news. We don't need you to cover the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
we need you to
you're
cover
right.
A boxing
you don't need
match.
To cover the biggest thing in the world happening that weekend.
That's not the biggest thing in the world.
In the world that weekend, August 26th, is the biggest thing in the world.
Let me see what I'm going to be doing then. Well, probably not watching that.
Let's see. Our target audience is 18 to 49 year old females. Let's go talk to one right now. Amy.
Yes.
How
hi.
Interested are you in the McGregor?
Zero.
Okay, just making
Mahou.
Sure. And that's called talking to our target demo.
Oh, yes.
That was a fun segment.
Thank you. Yes.
You get Garth Brooks and George Strait in a ring. I may watch.
Are they going to fight or sing to each other?
Don't know.
I don't
Doesn't
care.
Matter.
Put your balls on this. It's a Bobby Bones show.
Hey. Just a reminder, today's Download a Female Friday. So today, go download a song or a record from a female and spend money on it. Spend money on it. We're supporting females today if you can. If you can afford it, download a track. Well, we'll give some suggestions later. Download a record. We'll give some suggestions later. But it's all about females today. Just appreciate everybody being here. Why don't we do an ICU now? Everybody good for that?
Yeah.
Everybody good? Thank you, Lunchbox, for the only one paying attention. Everybody
I'm
else
ready.
I see you.
No, don't
you.
Act like no.
Wow.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
A follow-up. You know those Polk County inmates in Georgia who helped save the life of the deputy that passed out?
Yeah.
They cut the bulletproof vest off of him. They gave him CPR. They had his gun.
He had heat exhaustion.
The sheriff is shortening those six inmate sentences.
Wow.
Yes, that's good.
So it's obviously something that they could do. They're not in there for like hardcore.
Well, it says they didn't take advantage of the situation. They stayed to help the deputy. They saved his life. Polk County Sheriff Johnny Moats said he'll take off 1/4 of the inmate's sentences.
Wow.
Wow, that is awesome.
Look at that. I'll get some claps on that one. I get some claps.
Did you ever find out if they got ice cream?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I do believe they should have got some, and so do you, yes.
I know.
So I see you to the Polk County Sheriff and just everybody right there. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Brendan Dassey from the Netflix series Making a Murderer should be released from prison. Judges ruled yesterday. They said he was coerced into confessing, so there you go. In other news, in New York, a man who wanted to join ISIS was arrested at JFK. The FBI caught him before his flight to Syria. And finally, Tropical Rainstorm Cindy continues to bring tons of rain and flooding to the south. Several towns in Louisiana are underwater. The storm is now headed to Tennessee, Kentucky, and eventually the East Coast over the weekend. Today's download of Female Friday. So we're going to expose you to a lot of cool new females. And
the Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
This is a new one from Kelsey Ballerini called Legends.
Yeah, we were legends. Loving you, baby, it was heaven. What everyone wondered, we never questioned. Close our eyes and took on the world together. Do you remember? We were crazy.
We're giving you lots of options today, sharing a lot of music with you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
So there's Kelsey. Now, I was listening to the news a minute ago, and Ray was talking about how they're freeing Brandon Dassey. And so what the state has to do 90 days to file again. But if he's the guy from Making a Murderer, the kid.
Yeah.
And it looked, by watching this docuseries, which, by the way, editing can do it, but this was a lot of tape of what looked like these cops making him confess to something that he probably didn't know. Mm-hmm. If someone coerces you, and you're freed, shouldn't the coercer get in trouble?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Because, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, they
don't know, but I heard Ray doing the news a second ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, if they're going to free him, he just spent a bunch of time in jail for something that he was a kid. And if you watch Making a Murderer, you saw all that happen. You see the French blogger that was killed by the exploding whipped cream can?
Yes.
Yes,
it's crazy.
Crazy, right? Again, anomaly with whipped cream cans or
might not.
So a popular French blogger has been killed by an exploding whipped cream can dispenser after the device struck her in the chest, causing her to have a heart attack. Her family announced her death. And I mean, there's a lot of compression in these cans.
Yeah, it exploded and kind of just went right there.
Do you know why? Was there heat?
Oh, I thought that was the case.
Remember the girl we played the video? She was a food blogger in America, in New York.
Yes.
And she had a can of Pam near the oven, and it exploded.
Yeah, and she screamed.
It sounded like a bomb.
Oh, yeah. She thought a bomb went off, like, in her house. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's crazy.
When I heard this, I thought it had to be some kind of heat of the can. Mm-hmm. But how wild is that?
This is a Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, your Friday positivity starts right now.
Tell me something good.
Teenager saved her dad's life thanks to CPR. Learned from her watching that show House with the doctor.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Barry, the dad, 56, had cardiac arrest. Cody, K-O-D-I-E, 18, started doing chest compressions because she saw it on House.
Wow.
She watched them do it on the TV show, so she just did what they did. Saved him. It's a fantastic case. Look at that. That's too, if you're doing a TV show, you should always do it the right way.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of doing it the dramatic way, like, do it the right way so people can literally learn. We see things and learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I could probably do, like, CPR. I could probably do one of those things.
Heimlich.
Heimlich, where you puncture a throat so someone can breathe through it.
Oh, yeah. With a pin.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
You can do that?
Yeah.
I've seen on TV a bunch. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to, I probably could. If you're, like, you're clogged up top, you poke a hole in the throat so they can breathe through that.
Or in the lung or something.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff. Yeah. Amy?
So this is something so cool that I don't think a lot of us have thought about, and now we need to. So when police have an incident involving a young kid, it's good for them to have maybe some stuffed animals or toys or something in their trunk so they can bust it out, comfort the kid, you know, calm them down. So Penn State students, they have launched Operation Tactical Teddy Bear, and they're collecting stuffed animals to give to the police officers.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's cool that the police officers do that, but it's even cool that the students are thinking ahead of what the police officers
thought. Exactly. Yeah, cool. Never even thought of that.
Lunchbox?
There's this farmer. He has a 6-year-old dog. It's a sheepdog, and it went into cardiac arrest out on the farm. Farmer gets down, does a little mouth to nose, CPR, brings his sheepdog back to life, saves his life. That is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
He goes, I had no hesitation. That's my boy.
I pressed on his chest to try and get him going. And then I had to put my mouth over his nose and blow. And I did that for a little bit. And then he started to come good and start breathing.
Look at that right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on, get your Bobby
Bones on. You know, our main producer is Morgan, and she's in the glass room. This is connected to this room. But we can see in there because of glass. It's amazing. But the last couple weeks, filling in, doing our digital work, is a different Morgan.
Like, I know two Morgans in my life, and now they're both in this room.
Yeah.
So digital Morgan is in here. Do you drive a Jeep?
I do.
Is that your Jeep out there?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you wave at people?
Yeah.
I can't hear. Why
is she not
Why is her microphone
digital
not working?
Digital Morgan.
Does she not talk into a microphone yet? Have we taught her? Thank you, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox trying to fix it.
Did you fix it?
No.
Here you go. Use mine.
Did we just break Nada's mic when she left or what?
Oh, man.
Was it just like, oh, I heard her. Oh, she's on Amy's mic.
Yep.
So you have a Jeep?
I do drive a Jeep.
Do you do the Jeep wave?
Yes, every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she has like a baller Jeep.
Yeah, big
like
one.
Like a Sahara, but she left the top on and the doors and everything.
I got hair. I can't, you know.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Oh, the hair. You don't want to mess it up.
And you do the thing where it's like the hand and if you... Like, it's a thing when you see another Jeep?
Yeah, like, it could be casual or it could be, like, more excited. It just depends on the person.
And every Jeep, you're watching, like, head on a swivel.
Yeah, as long as, like, they see me, yeah, you're waving. But, like, sometimes if you're, you know, oblivious, you may not catch it.
I have no interest in waving at people like that. I like to wave people to let me in traffic. That's about it.
And then wave back to them.
I'm also fascinated. When Nada left, we just broke her mic and said goodbye. How does this thing not work?
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Carrie Underwood is part of the Hollywood Walk of Fame class of 2018. It's got a big group of people, Jennifer Lawrence, Jack Black, Simon Cowell, Snoop Dogg, Weird Al, and Harry Connick Jr. But obviously, pretty cool for Carrie Underwood. Julia Roberts, she had her lost dog returned to her thanks to an app called Nextdoor, which connects neighbors, you know, with each other. Someone found the dog, contacted Julia through the app so she could come pick him up.
I think it'd be cool. Julia Roberts was just on the app.
Exactly.
Probably take advantage of that.
I was just thinking, like, if you found that dog, they're like, okay, let me use this app.
Not
oh,
even
wait.
The dog. I'll be like, hey, pretty woman, need some eggs? Yeah, just got some eggs over here if anybody needs it.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Putnam County, West Virginia. A man came home from work on his lunch break to grab something to eat, and he's like, man, my back door's open. So he pulls out his phone, starts filming, thinking, oh, someone broke in. Goes in the house, someone's asleep in his bed.
What?
So he calls police, and they wake the guy up. He's like, man, I have no idea how I got here. I went out last night, thought this was my house. Oh. He was 10 miles from his house. So he was charged with breaking and entering.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he broke into the house and went to sleep.
But it's like, did he really break in or did he just think he lived there? That should be a different charge. Like, I thought wrong. You thought wrong and entered.
Yeah. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Get your bones on Bobby Bone Show.
All right, let me see your hashtags. Hashtag Female Friday. Thank you.
I already hashtagged it.
And then tell me what you're downloading. Today we download and support females.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Raylan Lonely Call. Listen to this.
I used to be your 6 a.m. Hey, good morning. Beautiful, how you been? I used to be your week just land. This you can't stand. See you this weekend. And now I'm just a mean, I know, but familiar voice. And you start to wonder if you made the wrong choice. So let it ring all night long. Cause I ain't your lonely call.
Little option there for you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Hashtag Female Friday online.
Bones.
What'd you do yesterday?
I had Nash Chat. Those days are...
After Nashville on CMT, Amy hosts Nash Chat.
Yeah.
That's always a late night for you, huh?
It is.
I got a text late from you last night, and I figured, man, why is Amy up so late?
Oh, I know. And then sometimes I don't realize how late it is, and I hope you were already asleep.
Yeah, I was last night. It was like 10:30 or something when you texted me.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? You know.
Well, I know, but I was just so... It was one of those crazy moments where I wanted to post this picture of you and my son from Haiti. I've been waiting for Throwback Thursday to do it. And I was like, oh no, Throwback Thursday's almost over. I want to post it. So I post it, and then I scroll back to see a post from you like an hour or two before, and you had posted the same exact one, and I didn't even know. So it was one of those moments where I was like, we were just like...
Frenzies!
Yeah, I was like, a frenzies moment. Like,
twinsies!
Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
And so I was texting you my excitement about that, and then I got no reply, and then I was like, oh, he's probably sleeping.
It's 10:30, yeah.
My bad. But it was cool.
On my Instagram, you can see it's me and Amy's son. He's trying to carry my guitar bag, but he's about... How tall is he? 3 feet tall? Two and a half feet tall?
He's tiny. He's small. Tiny. I don't know. I don't know kid heights.
You don't know kid heights? Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
Yeah.
I went and boxed yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I had some stuff, but the big part of the day was the boxing. I'm sore. My core is so sore after, and I don't just box, it's a workout and then it's boxing.
Okay.
But I was doing this thing where you lay like you're off the ring, right? So let's say from your belly button back, you're hanging off the back. There's nothing. Your butt's on the ring, but outside, off the edge of the ring is your belly button back.
Okay.
Makes sense? Like you're leaning off of it?
Sure.
Like you could take your head and put it back on the ground.
Got it.
And so you do this thing where you go down and you lift up and you punch and you go back and touch your head to the ground. You lift up and you punch. Mike, and listen, I'm no Joe Schmo Chumpy Chump when it comes to working out. It hurts. Uh-huh. Like it's the hardest thing. I've trained for triathlons. It's nothing like just boxing.
Okay.
I feel like I can whoop some butts, though. I'm going to tell you.
Dang, Rocky.
Your adrenaline gets up, and also your testosterone starts to pump.
Oh, yeah.
And you do feel like you want to fight. It's crazy. Because then you're just like, come on, somebody say something to me.
Yeah.
Somebody try to rob me right now.
No. I don't want that.
Okay.
I gave I was wearing my fanny pack in. And, whoa.
Oh, boy.
So I wore my fanny pack in last time. Yeah. And it's a DARE fanny pack, like DARE to keep kids off drugs.
Which we support.
Well, it's not real anymore. It was from like the 80s.
Yeah, it's a campaign.
Which we support.
I still have my DARE shirt.
Yeah. So my trainer was like, Jared was like, hey, I want to get, where'd you get that fanny pack? So I brought him one.
Oh, great.
I can repost a picture of him wearing it.
Yeah.
And he looks cool in it. He looks much cooler than I do.
Did y'all take it together? It's just of him.
No, I took that one and just gave it to him. Mm. I was running from work. So I wear my fanny pack mostly on Jeep Dave's because I don't want it to get, when I take the top off and drive the Jeep.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Oh boy.
I'll post a picture and you can judge for yourself.
It's like outfits for his Jeep.
Yeah. Listen, yeah. I embrace it all. Don't worry about me, okay?
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
How about Lindsay L? Oh, this is a good one right here. This is called Waiting on You from Lindsay L. You can download this whole record. Worth the wait.
What's not to like about this new love thing? Midnight kiss, the slow dances in the rain. But you got my heart beating fast. Yeah. Where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to stay. But I gotta know where you stand. Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm the July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you.
There you go, Female Friday, Lindsay L.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
There you go. Like the dry ground. Download a female today if you can.
Waiting for the rain.
Fox, what'd you do yesterday?
I had live band karaoke.
Oh, last night?
Oh, yeah.
How late do you work?
Till like 8:30.
That's pretty late, too.
Oh, yeah. And last night, the person that was relieving me was a little late, so I was there till like 9 o'clock.
Somebody relieves you?
Yeah, because it goes to 11. Like, it goes late, but I'm like, I can't stay that late.
And they pay you for every hour or appearance or what?
Every hour.
So you could stay to 11 and bank.
Yeah, but then
sometimes you play soccer till 11.
I know, but listen, I have a show to do, and it's required I be here, and I want to be on my best, A game, so I don't want to stay that late.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
It's for you guys and the listeners. I sacrifice my money for you guys.
Oh, that's
nice. But you make money coming in here, and then if you didn't do a good job, you make less money when you get fired.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You know what I mean?
I see how you tied that all back together. Thanks.
Good.
I'm good.
Yeah. Rested?
Rested. Ooh.
Ah, good. There he is. He's back. He's A-game. Part of the focus for today is just to recognize that females are out there making good music and download it and make people notice. And someone was like, why doesn't every day download a female Friday? Or every day download a... Well, we like it to be, but you have to start somewhere. You don't just go, time to run a marathon, 26.2 miles.
Yeah.
So that's why it's just something to get people talking about it. So today, I encourage you to download your favorite female, download a female album. We played some Ray Lynn earlier. We played Lindsay L. a minute ago. We played, I don't know, we played
Miranda
Lambert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pink Sunglasses. So a lot of that's happening. We were talking about earlier, too, like when guys get married, they tend to get fat. Like, straight up, marriage, weight. Derek is on in North Carolina. Hey, Derek.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Really good. What do you think about this? So you got married.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
So I got married. I've been married this year, it'll be 4 years. And the first 2.5 years, I noticed I slowly started packing on the pounds. And I got up to about 30 extra pounds than I was before I was married.
So you Whoa. Got married, they put on 30 pounds. Did you feel guilty about it, or was it just normal, I'm married now?
Well, that's what it was at first. I'm married, this, I guess it is what it is. And then one day I just remember looking in the mirror, and I was in decent shape before we got married, and I didn't eat super healthy, but I worked out and took care of myself. And then I looked in the mirror, and I was like, this is not what I wanted to be. And so I just, right then and there, was like, I got to do something about it. And then listening to y'all's show and hearing y'all talk about being, you know, fit and eating right and, you know, taking care of yourself, that was the kind of extra push I needed. And since then, I've lost 25 pounds so far.
Look at this guy right here. Look at this guy right here. Dang. Look at that, Derek. And I bet your wife's happier, too. And I bet she's, like, you know, being a little more loving. You know what I'm saying?
I always was like, do you want me to lose weight? Because I was like, you know, I feel bad. And she's like, you look fine to me. You know, she was always looking at me, you look good to me. And now she's like, man, you look really good, but I still love you the same as I did whenever you were, you had 30 pounds on you. So.
That's sweet.
She hits you with that to me, though. You look good to me. That's what I heard.
Hey, what?
Nah, I'm just talking. Hey, Derek, I appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Bobby. I appreciate you.
See you, man. Yeah. You call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. We encourage you to hashtag Female Friday. You see where Phoebe's going to do a Friends spinoff, maybe?
No.
Lisa Kudrow?
What?
Yeah, I was on my Instagram yesterday. Thanks for looking.
Oh, my God.
I saw it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, dude. Thank you very much.
My mom acts like we see every single thing he posts online.
Yeah.
And when I do see it, I feel so lucky. Oh, like, yes, I caught
congrats,
it.
Eddie. Yes, you win.
They're talking to Lisa Kudrow about a Friends spinoff with Phoebe as the character. Uh-huh. And some people are like, well, Phoebe's one of the worst characters.
What?
It doesn't matter. She's Take the not. Worst pizza, it's still pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like, everybody loves pizza. I would like to see that because the other members would make little appearances too.
Totally.
Yeah, they wouldn't be part of it every day. But you want a Friends fun fact?
Yeah.
Yeah? Lisa Kudrow's in Serious Talk, right? To be Phoebe Buffay. The show was originally called Insomnia Cafe. It was then renamed Friends Like Us, and then renamed Six of One, and they settled on Friends, because what they could all agree on.
Oh, here's the thing. Goodness.
Amy snarled at Insomnia Cafe, it would have been normal to you.
No.
Yes.
I just can't see myself being obsessed with Insomnia Cafe.
You could, though. You're obsessed with Handmaid's Tale. Wife.
Oh, that's so good.
That's a weird name.
It's a weird name.
Yeah.
So good. Season 2 is coming back. Woo!
And there's your Friends Friday fun fact. Thank you. I don't know
forever.
More.
Yeah.
Forever, Friends. Yes. Mr. Bobby Bones. Hey, did you give away a car yesterday?
No, it's tonight.
Oh, you're doing it tonight?
Yeah, and I can't wait.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, so like a bunch of high school kids entered to win this car. For every A they got in their report card, they get an entry into winning a free car. Like, it's crazy.
That's
and I
awesome.
Get to give it away.
That's pretty cool. Do you draw it out of a hat or something?
Yeah, there's just a big bucket, and for every A, they have an entry. So if, like, say somebody got an A in every class, they get, like,
more
10
entries
or whatever, yeah.
Somebody wins a car?
A car. So who'd be more excited, the parents or the child?
All.
Yeah.
Everybody. Everyone all. Involved.
My grandma would give me a dollar an A when I was younger, but I was an all A kid. And then I got to be expensive.
So she stopped.
Like $7 was a lot to us. So she was like, I got to stop doing the dollar an A. I'm just going to give you $5 if you get all A's. I never got a car.
Yeah, I know, man. I can't believe that's going to happen to someone today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Featured artist is Lauren Elena. The song's called Doing Fine.
Yeah, the truth is I'm doing fine.
Download a female today. Hashtag Female Friday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Vicky in New Orleans, good morning.
Good morning. Is this really Bobby?
Yeah, what's happening? Is this really Vicky?
It really is, yes.
Everybody,
yes.
It's really Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. Hey.
Hey!
I can't believe I got through.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm driving to work and thought I'd give it a try. It's the first time I've called into your show.
Wow, you ever called any other shows?
Years ago, actually, I did. What? I won a few tickets to some things.
But yeah, who'd you call? Like, what show did you call years ago?
I'm trying to think what station was. I think it was like B97
yeah.
in New Orleans, and I won some tickets to an ice show for my son.
To an ice show?
Yeah, one of those Disney on ice shows.
Isn't it exciting to win something from the radio station? Like, you drive up there and get the prize?
Yeah, it is, actually.
It's a little different now because you can win online and we say, hey, you've won. But see, I remember driving once. I won a dinner for two at Casa Chiquita, which is a Mexican restaurant.
Sounds Casa legit. Or Casa?
I don't know. And then, because it was in the mall. So it was only kind of Mexican.
Okay.
And so I won that. And then I went to a movie passes to Behind the Mall Cinema in Hot Springs. At
That's
the same
awesome.
Time. And I drove up to KLAZ, the station I later, my first station ever.
Yeah.
And I went to pick up those tickets. And I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. I just won a prize from radio. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I remember it vividly. And walking up to the front desk, I was nervous. I was like, hi, I'm Bobby. And I won two passes to Casa Chiquita and two Behind the Mall Cinema passes. And they were like, oh, here you go. Thanks for being caller 10. And I was like, oh!
Awesome. I know.
Yeah.
I know the little things. It's the little things.
Thank you. Well, Vicky, what do you think about the show? Are you a new listener?
Well, it's been about 2 years now.
Yeah.
I was explaining. I was kind of upset when your program took over another program that was on that station, which I enjoyed a lot. But I gave y'all a chance and ended up loving it.
Thank you very much. And then you
yes.
Only took you 2 years to call us.
We've
been waiting. We've had a poll. When's Vicky going to call? And Lunchbox won the poll. Oh, man.
He won. Oh. Yeah. I say send Lunchbox to Vegas. That's his prize.
Vicky, here's the thing. I have to pay for, if he paid for it himself, like, and did, I don't think I'd have a problem with him going.
How about split the cost?
I have no interest in paying for him to go to Vegas.
Why does Bobby have to invest in this trip?
Also, it does nothing for the show. It is nothing for, even if it were free, I would not say, hey, Lunchbox, you should go.
I would listen just to hear Lunchbox in Vegas.
Well, Vicky, to be honest, I think you're going to listen anyway. You sound like a good listener, right?
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Vicky, but thank you very much.
Lunchbox. Thank you, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you! Yeah. Hey. Vicky's a great caller. She should call all the time. Let's see. Jenny in North Carolina. Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Bobby.
Where are you in North Carolina?
I am actually in Raleigh.
Oh, I love Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out Raleigh. Shout out Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Yep. I work for NC State University.
Hey, Wolfpack! Yeah. All right. What else?
I wanted to tell Eddie, he really needs to loosen up on his kids. I understand they're young, but I have four children. They're all grown. My youngest is 17, and I am only 44 years old. I now have 8 grandchildren.
Whoa.
I cannot get away from them because my girls are so tight to me from being a helicopter mom to them that every one of them has come back home and brought 3, 4, and 5 kids. Eddie, you really need to lighten up on those boys. If not, you're going to be in the same shape I am, buddy.
You're going to be a grandpa.
Wow.
And you have everybody at the house.
Mm-hmm. Wow, interesting angle. Thank you.
Yes. And Amy, congratulations and good luck with your kids. Bobby, I'm very proud of you for going to Haiti. That was awesome.
Aww.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you
for calling. And tell all those grandkids, we say hello.
What up?
All of
Thank
them.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Jenny. Have a good morning. How about that? Let's do another one. Hey, Megan in Cedar Rapids, how are you?
Good morning, Bobby. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. What's going on?
I'm coming to your show in a little while when you come to Iowa. We're so excited to have you.
And next Saturday, not this Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday.
Yeah. It's coming up. So you guys were just talking about Friends, and there's the episode where they talk about their freebie list. And I know this is weird to say, but you're on my freebie list, and I'm so excited that you're coming.
Well, let me get this straight. So what you're saying is, by the way, are you married, Megan?
I'm married. I have 3 kids, and I told my husband I was calling to tell you this, and he was like, so what does that mean? And I'm like, no, it's that creepy.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about for a second. So freebie, hall pass, you know, whatever it
whatever,
is.
Whatever, yeah.
So are you saying, I know you made this list, and it's like, if you could, you know, boinga boinga with someone else, you get the freedom to do that. Are you saying legitimately, we could make love and your husband wouldn't care?
I don't think that would be the case.
Oh, okay. But are you saying legitimately that you could legally make love to me and your husband care?
No.
Oh, okay. Then what's the use of the list?
It's fun,
but... Who else is on my list?
No, what's the use of it?
Oh, just to be... Okay, like, if you come to town and I'm like, I'm going with Bobby Bones. We're going to go, like, tour Cedar Rapids, which I don't know what we could do there, but yeah. We could do something fun, or I could take you around and you'd be like, okay, cool.
Oh, that kind of freebie.
I thought it was like, because on Friends, it's like, boinga, boinga?
Well, I mean, that's, I think, how it is on Friends, but I wouldn't
not
really
us.
Do that.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But yeah, we're excited to have you.
I'm excited to be there.
She wants to take you on a tour.
I also wanted to send you guys a bill for my mental health because you all are my counselors every single day I come to work. So I don't know how that would work, but you're my therapy.
We should pay us. You should send us a check.
Yeah. No bills, we don't want to bill. Only checks.
Yeah. We bill you.
Yeah, you bill me. I pay you.
Megan, thank you very much. I'll see you next Saturday.
I love you guys.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Yeah, so next Saturday, Cedar Rapids, next Friday, 1 week from tonight, I'm in Fort Wayne. My stand-up comedy tour starts. And so I'm pretty excited about that. If you want to come out, BobbyBonesComedy.com, Fort Wayne, Baton Rouge, Modesto, California. But I'll do this. It ties into Female Friday as we continue to highlight females in country music.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Carly Pierce opens up for me on my stand-up comedy shows. She plays for a half hour before I go on or so. True. And she has a little thing called Every Little Thing, a little song here.
Every little thing. I remember every little thing. The hide, the hurt, the shine, the sting. Every little thing.
I was a big fan, so I called, I was like, Carly, can you come open, you know, for my stand-up comedy shows? And she is. So, Female Friday, Carly Pierce, Every Little Thing right there.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
I hope if you're listening to the show, you realize how important it is to us. Like when you tweet us or when you call us, because that's not a normal part of a normal day. So, like everybody who just called, I appreciate that. Like, I just know that's not, everybody's got their mornings and we're all rushing and we all have things timed out. So, when you call the show or you tweet or you Facebook, most of you, I'm always like, thank you. I appreciate that. I got on Facebook for a minute last night and got off.
Yeah.
Do
it.
It was like quick train ride. got off real quick. I went over, I posted, because Lindsay, my girlfriend, was on E.
Yeah.
And so they were interviewing her about stations, whatever, and me. And I thought I'd posted it on there. And I just wanted to go.
So it was a quick stop.
Yeah, I got it.
Try to go over.
Station A. Choo-choo. Got off. You want another Friends fact?
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we're reading reports that Phoebe, Lisa Kudrow, could be doing a spinoff. It's Phoebe Now. So we're doing Friday Friends Facts. Ellen DeGeneres turned down the offer to play Phoebe.
What?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kathy Griffin and Jane Lynch both auditioned for that role of Phoebe as well, but didn't get it. Ellen was offered it. She turned it down. Next up was Lisa Kudrow.
Love it.
Also, the role of Chandler, John Cryer from 2.5 Men auditioned, and so did Jon Favreau. Live audiences were never used for cliffhangers. If you think back to big episodes, never used for cliffhangers. Like the Ross and Emily wedding.
Oh, I got you. Oh, okay.
Never. The pregnancy test one.
Yeah.
Never a live audience for those.
Hold on. They had a live audience when they would record those? I always thought it was a laugh track, like all those.
Live audience and added laughs for places, but yeah, always a live audience.
Wow.
Except for the cliffhangers.
Except for the cliffhangers. Yeah, mind blown or what?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know you could go watch an episode of Friends live.
Yeah.
You can watch a lot of shows.
You can do that now,
live.
Still with a lot of shows.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That would be so cool.
Like, which one would you want to go see?
Whatever. Any of them.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
We're taking the opportunity today to highlight some females. And I hope you download them. It's Female Friday. Use that hashtag and find a female. Like, I'm watching Miranda's record climb. I'm watching Ray Lynn's record climb. Lindsay L's record climb. Like, download. Like, today's the day. We just show. It all starts with the day. It all starts with the week. It all starts with the month. That kind of thing.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
So this Bailey Bryan's really good. I like Bailey Bryan. Here, this is called Hard Drive Home.
So please don't go. Cause I know. Cause I wanna keep you close. Forever's over now. I'm alone. Can't see the road. With these tears in my eyes. Looks like it's gonna be a hard drive home.
That's Bailey Bryan. It's called Hard Drive Home. It's good. She's good. She's doing my Class of 2017 tour. It's her and Aubrey Sellers, another awesome female. RagingIdiots.com. We're doing Louisville, Chicago, St. Louis, Madison, Wisconsin.
Your hand in my hand, we stand, putting off goodbye in the driveway. Wish I could stop time, rewind, give anything for one more day. It's so hard to say. Be a hard drive home.
It's Bailey Bryan there. I was reading about this can of whipped cream that blew up and killed this French blogger. Mm-hmm. They said, apparently the can is also, like, that kind of whipped cream was recalled.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so who's going to, like, let's just be real for a minute. If you have a can of whipped cream and it's called recalled, are you going to take the time to drive it back to the store?
No.
Or are you probably just going to go, it's a can of whipped cream and use it?
I'm really not.
I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know if it was hot, if it exploded. I don't know. But yeah, it blew up. And we were talking about it way earlier, but it's apparently a recall can. But I just know me. I would just be like, ah, come on. And use it.
Ugh. Yeah.
Two-year-old child yesterday is doing fine. He fell 16 feet and a stuffed cow broke his fall.
Because he was holding the stuffed cow.
Wow.
He was holding the stuffed animal when he fell.
Yeah.
How lucky is that?
Yeah.
A 2-year-old child is doing fine. He was in Massachusetts and he's being held at the hospital. But again, he had his arms wrapped around this big stuffed cow. And it was like, boing.
Looks like the Chick-fil-A cow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, I love Chick-fil-A.
I know. Sorry I said that. Now I want waffle fries.
Dang, I do too now.
I know. It's like, people think there's some sort of deal with Chick-fil-A. They're paying me $0 and 0 cents.
Yeah.
I just love Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. And I love Chick-fil-A and I love it on Sunday.
But they don't have it on Sunday.
They don't have it. Do you know why they don't have it on Sunday?
Sabbath.
Yes.
Because the woman who started it was very religious. She said, we don't do it on Sunday. But yep. She died, and they still keep it closed on Sunday. Mm-hmm. What?
Well, I was saying, too, to allow employees to respect the Sabbath, too.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
You had a mishap at the grocery store, huh?
Yeah. They have a hot bar full of, like, you know, different soups, and I decided to go for the sweet potato curry.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I was so excited about it. But my thing is, when I go to the grocery store, I always feel like I'm getting one or two things, and I can handle carrying whatever, whenever, and I just kind of make my way up to the counter and dump it all out there. Like, sometimes I even put stuff in my purse, just, you know, make it convenient.
Yeah. Yes.
So when I get to the checkout line, yeah. I know. It's like I'm pulling stuff out of my bag. I'm like, oh, I ran out of, you know, arm space. Well, got a little... Like, you know, started picking stuff off the shelves and my arms got a little full, but I also had my soup and I spilled it everywhere on the grocery store floor, like everywhere. And it just looked bad. Sweet potato curry. They had to call like loud cleanup.
Oh, did you stay?
Yeah. I went over to the like little napkin section and I tried to get napkins to like wipe it up myself. And it just was not, there was just nothing I could do. I mean, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
And so finally they had to call in the big guns, call in the help. And I stayed there and I was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, it's okay. It's my job. It's fine. I'm like, I know, but I'm so sorry.
Job interviews are completely useless. This is the article.
What?
I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
In a face-to-face interview, they ignore important information such as past job performance, references, GPA, link to past jobs. They ignore all that. I saw my listeners call in. I'm like, it's all about thinking at a high level and your heart rate at a low level because it's how you communicate with them.
Yep.
Instead, they allow themselves to be charmed by the job seeker, which leads them to hiring the wrong candidate. But, you know, whatever. I don't care that one. It's how you talk to them. Humans are human. And we can look at a piece of paper, which isn't human, and be like, well, that's fun. Let me see what these people are like in real person. So listeners call in and they go, hey, what do I do? How do I do? You walk in. You control, you ask questions. You can take control of an interview. Like, you can take control of a job interview. You can flip it, because they're not used to that. Everybody comes in timid, like, oh, I got to impress. You can go in and make them want to impress you. Oh, I love it. I'm fascinated with that. You you go in and start, I mean, let me give you a little tip to listeners. You go into a job interview and you start asking questions, you'll have them on their heels. Like, whoa.
So when they ask you, like, why are you perfect for this job, do you tell them, why are you perfect for this job?
You don't flip it like
that.
So how do you flip it?
You don't flip it like that. Well, you ask me a question. I don't even know. We'll just off the top of my head.
Why do you want this job?
Well, I think I'd be great at this job, and I'd like to – a lot of reasons, first of all. Very efficient. But I want to ask you this. Why, when you started working here, like, what were your goals? Why do you think you'd be great at this job?
I would hate you. I would hate you so much. I'd be like, what?
But yeah, then,
and then all of a sudden, like,
you'd also hire him.
You're like, what?
Okay. Well, I don't know. I got to go to lunch.
Boom.
Dang.
It switches it all. I love it. Man. Anyway,
switch it around on them. Just be like, reverse the question.
Listen, here's the thing about life.
What?
It's a dance, and you learn as you go.
Oh.
Sometimes you lead, and sometimes you follow.
Oh. Wow.
But don't worry about what you don't know. That's
because,
the thing.
Why?
Because life's a dance. You learn as you go. Sometimes I wonder. Lunchboxes will tell stories during the break, and I just wonder if they're true.
Like what?
Were you hearing them talk about punching people's cars during the break?
I must have missed it.
Okay. So he said, he asked Eddie, in your night jogs, do you ever punch cars?
Oh, night jogs. Yeah. He said night job, and I'm like, it's a night job.
Oh, yeah, you didn't know I had one.
Amy checked out. She wanted to be awkward.
I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. It is a night job.
So apparently Lunchbox will go on runs, and if a car gets too close to him, he punches the car.
I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true either.
It's absolutely true. Like, if they are not stopping at a stop sign, you pop them on the hood and say, hey, that's a stop sign. And you keep going. You got to let them know because they're looking at their phone and they don't pay attention.
So you hit their car?
Yeah. Or if they pull up, I'll pop them on the side. Like,
no,
sometimes.
You do not.
Absolutely.
Like, see, I teach my kids not to touch at people's cars. Like, well, right?
Yeah.
Should he be tapping on someone's car?
Someone could get mad and, like, do something.
You know what? You're not the cops is the thing. You're not the stop sign cop.
I understand that. But they are almost hitting me. Like, they are... putting my life in danger by not paying attention, so I need to wake them up. And so if they are pulling through the stop sign and the side of their car is there, I'll pop it or I'll on their hood.
Stop smacking your computer. You wonder why your stuff's always broken.
Well,
you're pounding your computer.
I'm just telling you, I do it, and people, they'll sometimes yell at you, and you yell at them back.
What?
Give them the bird and go on with your life.
No, okay. You do
Hold
not.
On. Okay. Starbucks Steven is on the phone. Hey, Starbucks.
Dude, what Lunchbox, you're gonna get yourself shot, man.
Right? Somebody's gonna pull a gun on him.
I know. What the heck? Like, you're insane.
Listen, if they would pay attention to the traffic laws and worry about my safety, then I wouldn't have to worry about that. But I have thought about it. They could pull a gun, but they're gonna have to get me.
What would you do if they pulled a gun?
Run.
You wouldn't grab it and turn it on?
No.
Pop them?
No. I'd be like,
pop the gun with his hand, like.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I want to play this proposal real quick. Here is a pilot whose engine fails, but it's fake, and then he proposes.
Stop.
I know,
Babe, that's weird. Hold on. Can you grab the checklist from the side? Sorry, babe. Just don't panic. Page 2. We might have to land in the field. I'm not even kidding you.
Initiate ring engagement process. Follow steps 11 to 14. There's a pass.
Can you please keep reading through the stop sign?
Will the pilot in command love the passenger forever? Check. Will you marry the pilot in command? Such an idiot.
Is that a yes?
I love you so much.
I love that. Eddie thinks it's stupid.
Really no, because he scared me. I thought they were going to die.
No.
I thought we were listening to black box audio right there.
No. That's awesome. I got chills a little bit.
Yeah, so she flies too? She's a really... Cause
he
I'm
said
not,
read the instruction manual.
I know, but the way she was reading it, like she was really an efficient co-pilot.
Oh, I heard scared.
Quotes.
Yeah. I'm terrified.
That's what I heard.
Oh, I sound like she knew what she was talking because I've co-piloted for my husband before, and I'm like, what? Step 2? What?
So you're okay with just frightening your fiance and then asking her to marry?
Yeah. I kind of like that
can
one.
Can we hear it again, or is it too much?
I can play one more time. Just a little bit.
Okay,
here we go.
Babe, that's weird. Hold on.
There's like beeping. Yeah.
You grab the checklist from the side. Sorry, babe. Just don't panic. Page 2. We might have to land in the field. I'm not even kidding you.
Initiate ring engagement process. Follow steps 11 to 14.
See, that didn't sound like she knows what she's talking about. She's just reading it efficiently.
There's a pass.
Can you please keep reading through the stop sign?
Will the pilot in command love the passenger?
Come on, that's beautiful.
I love it.
Starbucks, what do you think? Starbucks Steve's on. What do you think about that?
Dude, that's awesome. You know what? I actually proposed to my wife on an airplane.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Tell me.
Yeah, so my dad, he had gotten, like, his pilot's license or whatever, and so I told my girlfriend, I was like, hey, I was like, so my dad's got, like, his pilot license for, like, the next level up, like, twin engine or whatever. We're going to go, like, out on the flight, like, above the city at nighttime. You want to come? And she was like, yeah, totally. So it was my dad and, like, his co-pilot up in the front. It was just my girlfriend and I in the, like, in the cabin or, I don't know, whatever you call it. And so we're flying above the city, and it's looking beautiful and stuff, lit up at night, and I just telling her about, like, how much, like, I've really enjoyed, like, all this time we've been together and how much I love her and everything. And she was just like, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, that's sweet. And then I got down on one knee, and she was like, wait, what are you doing?
In the airplane, you got down on one knee?
Yeah.
Did you have the headset on?
No. We were, like, in the part where, like, the passengers sit.
Okay, so it wasn't, like, one of those where you have to wear that thing.
Yeah, to talk. So loud.
No. Now, my dad and, like, his co-pilot, like, they had those headsets on, and they were in the front.
Wow. So, and she said yes, I assume.
No, she totally said yes.
Yeah. And you guys have been married
Either that or I really got things wrong.
How long have you been married now?
Next month will be 15 years.
Wow.
Look at this guy.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy. 15 Damn. Years? Like the whole life of my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Like, it's been rough on my dog. Much less another human. Are you crazy? What's the secret to it, Starbucks, Steven?
Oh, man. Honestly, dude, really the honest secret is just, like, don't give up. Like, you got to be willing to fight for it. Every relationship goes through ups and downs. I mean, just look at, like, family, like brothers and sisters. You know, I mean, I got three sisters and, like, I love them to death. But there have been times where, like, they've driven me crazy. But we're still family. We're still brothers and sisters. We don't give up on each other. And that's got how marriage has got to be. I think a lot of people just gotten really lazy in marriage. And they just say, you know what, it's too much work. I'm going to move on to the next thing. But the problem is, every relationship is work. So,
you have to work today?
No.
You're not going to Starbucks today?
Nope.
When do you work again?
Tomorrow.
I might try to swing by sometime, see how Starbucks Steven.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, not tell him.
Oh, yeah, get a little.
Have customers started recognizing him, like recognizing his voice and be like, hey, are you Starbucks Steven?
Probably not.
I doubt it yet.
Steve? No, but it happened to my wife.
Wait, what?
My wife. Yeah, well, so my wife's a nurse, and so she works at one of the hospitals in Nashville, and she was, like, you know, telling, like, one of her coworkers, she was like, yeah, so you listen to the Bobby Bones Show, right? And her friend was like, oh, yeah, I love that show. I'm a huge fan. And so my wife was like, okay, well, I was, my husband called in yesterday. This is on Tuesday, or Wednesday. She was like, my husband called in yesterday, and he, you know, Bobby was, like, asking, you know, like, his opinion on something or whatever. And then Bobby forgot to hang up on him. And then her friend just stopped and goes, wait, is your husband Starbucks Steven? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Funny, man. All right, Stevie. Starbucks Steven, have a great weekend, man.
All right, man.
All right, man. Hey, what are you doing this weekend, man?
This weekend, man, we're going to take the kids up to Nashville Shores, go to the water park, and then Monday we're going to go over to Cummins Falls. So we got this whole thing we're doing, like, with the kids. We're doing, like, a hashtag Vickers Family Summer of Fun. And so we're just going to try to, like, blow up all the things to do around Nashville. So, like, last week we went to go see U2 and One Republic for the Joshua Tree Tour in Louisville.
Dang, man.
It was so amazing.
I heard that concert was awesome. And how many kids do you have? I know you have a 14-year-old. What's the other kid?
I have two boys, 14 and 11.
Dang. Wow. That's a good age, though, where they can, like, do stuff.
They got cool parents.
Oh, yeah.
That's
cool
to see you, too.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
I didn't know Joshua Tree.
Yeah, that's good. I don't either.
All right, Starbucks, Steven. Have a good weekend, bud.
Hey, you guys, too.
There he is.
I
hit the button. He was a little late on it, though, to be fair.
Okay.
Yeah, I posted yesterday an article that I read about Lisa Kudrow, Phoebe from Friends, doing a spinoff. And it's about her character, where she is now in her life. I think anybody from Friends I'm into now at this point. But did you know Lisa Kudrow and I did a movie together?
I did know that. Mm-hmm. And y'all were sitting next together in the trailer getting your makeup done.
Yeah, we had a couple conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time all I was thinking was, this is Phoebe.
From Friends, yeah.
I was talking to one of my friends yesterday. And she was like, you were in a movie? And I was like, oh yeah, back in my acting days.
Mm-hmm. That was so crazy. I mean, you were legit in a movie.
A good movie.
Yeah, Bandslam.
Great movie. One that I enjoyed watching.
Bobby, he had, like, how many lines? 8? 5?
Nah, more
like
than
12.
That.
Like 12.
Y'all.
Somewhere between 8 and 50. But
8 and 50.
I was a principal. I had, like, my own trailer and stuff, and I said stuff. But
yeah.
And Vanessa Hudgens was in it.
Lisa Kudrow was in it.
We came to visit your trailer. It was legit.
Yeah, I know. And they paid me a lot of money to do nothing.
And you still get paid every time it airs on like TBS.
It's called Band Slam, starring me and Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah. Okay,
and Vanessa Hudgens.
Do you know who I played?
A DJ?
Kind of.
He was an MC.
I was a guy who got up on stage and introduced the bands.
Yeah.
But I had real lines, but I really was just...
Like Battle of the Bands.
But, you know, I've done that. I've done...
You've been on Nashville.
Three or four appearances on Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played someone different on Nashville almost every time. My last couple of times I've played reporter.
That's right.
I've played guy with the question.
And guy with the
me,
question.
I played me twice. And one with Connie, Raina, and we were like talking in a room. She's like, "Vibe." Yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
I don't know if I'm... What?
Band Slam on IMDb, 6.4. Like, yeah, people like it.
Pretty good. It's made for teenage kids-ish kind of thing. It had a whole music soundtrack. And they're like, when this thing blows up, we're going to go on the road with it. It never blew up. But, yeah.
Do you know you're on IMDb?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
But he has a...
Like, you've done a lot of things in your life, but this might be one of the coolest things that I think you've ever done. You're on IMDb.
Not that hard to get on there, and I didn't put myself on there.
I'm not on there. Lunchbox
is on
there.
But you don't act.
Are you on there, Amy?
No, I don't
act. That's what I thought. That's amazing!
You're the only person that... Okay, no.
But Bobby has a SAG card.
I am SAG.
What does that mean?
I'm part of the actor union.
The guild.
Yeah.
That's why I get to vote on stuff when they send me all those movies.
Really? Now it's all making sense.
Didn't you have to get that in order to get paid?
Like, yes, you have to be in that union.
The union, y'all.
This is amazing.
What does it say my credits are?
Your credits, your movies, actor in Band Slam.
Yeah.
And plays himself on the ACM Awards, The Talk, Fox and Friends.
Oh, so they're like doing appearances. Of
everything.
Oh, wow. You played yourself on interviews.
You're on a trailer for The Legend of God's Gun.
What?
I don't think that's you. They might need to correct
that one.
No, I don't know what that is. Anyway, Lisa Kudrow is going to hopefully come back and do this. Here's a Friends fun fact. Ready?
Ready.
Bruce Willis. Remember when he played the guy that Jennifer Aniston dated?
Yep.
Yes.
He played Ross's girlfriend's dad?
Yes.
Okay. Bruce Willis appeared on the show for free after losing a bet to whether the movie The Whole Nine Yards that he did with Chandler, Matthew Perry, would be number one opening weekend. It was. He lost the bet. He went and was on the show because of that. Multiple episodes and donated all his money.
That's a great fact.
Yeah?
Love it.
The fun, though? Because it's supposed to be a
Friends
fun fact.
So much fun. Yeah.
It's like such a fun fact.
You know the big white, like, dog? The big thing they ride across?
The plastic glass
dog?
Yes.
Yeah,
that
glass.
Actually belonged to Jennifer Aniston. A friend gave it to her as a good luck charm whenever she started the show, and it was in her house.
Oh.
And they were like, we should bring this because it's ridiculous. And so now they put it in the place. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Fun.
So much fun.
Friends fun fact. Yeah. There we go. It's Friday. You know, what we're doing is encouraging everybody to give a second look to a female today. Maybe like, I don't know. Or you want to make a little difference. You want to feel real good. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Female Friday. Hashtag Female Friday.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Let me tell you about Lucy Silva's, one of the best singers around town. She's amazing. This is called Just for the Record, this song.
Say it was all a cloud.
Lucy Silva is looking to download something. Go buy something with a female artist on it. Hashtag Female Friday.
This guy.
Okay.
I don't get it.
No. Lunchbox is an adult man.
I know that.
You want to watch the Nationals play tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to the Nationals game tonight.
So
wait, you're like flying somewhere for this, right?
He's going to D.C.
Yeah, we're going to D.C.
All of you guys are going for MVQ Fest.
Oh, should I go to this? No,
he's flying a day early to go to a baseball game.
Okay.
And he's taking his baseball glove with him. And I was like, you're an adult man. You don't need to take your baseball glove.
Yeah, but I've never caught a foul ball or a home run ball, and I don't know where my seats are, and what if a ball comes?
Catch it with your hand.
No. You got to be looking cool and catch it with a mitt.
So you're going to walk in with your glove?
Absolutely.
You're almost 36 years old, dude.
I understand that, but when you go to a big league game, you take your glove with you so you have a chance to catch a ball.
I think kids do.
Yeah, that's what my kids do.
I think cutoff's about sixth grade for that.
But Lunchbox would be the guy that would like intercept the ball from a kid.
With a bare hand, that's okay if you're protecting him. Anyway, I just thought it was funny.
I don't understand. You really think I shouldn't bring a glove? I thought the glove was the key to the whole situation.
No.
I wouldn't take a glove as an adult man. It also is kind of creepy. Yeah.
I've always wondered if a ball does come your way and you don't have a glove, like what are the other options? Your ball cap?
Yeah, I was thinking that hat.
It won't work because it'll fly in and out.
Oh, no.
I've tried to catch balls on my hat
What about
before.
Your t-shirt?
Whatever, but hands
Ow.
Are the way to go.
Oh, no way. That hurts so bad.
I've been to a bunch of Cardinal games and people get pegged.
Yeah.
Yeah, boom. Oh. Well, good luck. By the way, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, you're going to WMZQ Fest.
Yep.
I saw all our listeners there. I will not be there. My friend Courtney, who's in doing military stuff, I haven't seen him forever. It's just 1 weekend off, so he's coming in. So I'm going to hang out with him. I haven't seen him in a long time.
That's awesome.
I was his best man in the wedding until he decided to elope. My only shot to ever be a best man.
That's so true.
Ever.
Oh, no.
And then gone. And he didn't even have a real wedding. I didn't even go.
Wow.
I know. Don't think I'm not going to penalize him if it ever happens.
You'll show him this weekend.
If it ever happens.
Oh, you mean like if you get married? Yeah. Whatever. You would have him as your best man.
You'll see.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
He's got a lot to choose from.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh. By the way, Shayla's on in St. Louis. Hi, Shayla.
Hi.
Okay, so let me tell you about Shayla for a second.
Okay.
One time, and I did a gender reveal. I had a stand-up comedy show in St. Louis.
Oh.
And so Shayla and her husband. Shayla, what's your husband's name?
Seth.
Jeff?
Seth.
Seth.
Seth, okay. The hearings, I'm losing the hearing a little bit.
I got you.
So they said, hey, will you do our baby reveal, our gender reveal? And I was like, sure, after the stand-up show, come on back to the back and we'll do the gender reveal. They hand me an envelope. They hadn't looked inside to see if the baby had a winky or not, right?
Right.
And this, I'm an idiot. And I said, what do you want? Before I opened it. And they're like, oh, we want a boy so bad. We want a boy so bad. And I was like, all right. And I pulled that and it was a girl.
Ugh.
And I felt so awkward because I shouldn't have asked them that. And it was a little awkward, right, Shayla, a little bit?
Oh, we definitely made it like the most awkward experience we could have made that.
I was just happy to hang out with you guys. And I never will ask again, what do you want? I'll just do the reveal. But Shayla's got some news. Shayla, what happened?
She arrived on March 3rd. She's completely healthy. She was 10 pounds, so she was...
Wow.
She was pretty big.
That's like two babies.
Yeah.
Wow. And so now she's good?
Yeah, she will be 4 months old on the 7th of July.
Do you love having a girl?
It's better than I thought, for sure.
Yeah.
She's the most perfect thing I've ever seen in my life.
Aww.
I got a note That's from Shayla funny. Yesterday. It said she was trying to call in, tell the story, and so I just called her. But yeah, I just wanted to get, because I told that story before.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to do the lesson. If anyone's doing a gender reveal, don't ask what they want. Because when it's not that, it feels really awkward.
Oh, great.
Hey, Shayla, congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell Seth that I said hello. It was really great meeting you guys. And I'll see you guys real soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. I'll be in St. Louis and in Madison, Wisconsin, in Chicago, and Louisville. The Raging Idiots are doing a Class of 2017 tour where we're taking out artists. So we're playing. And then we're taking out artists like one of the artists I'm going to feature here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
So I want to play this because she's so good. Her name's Aubrey Sellers, and this is called Just to Be With You.
Just to be with you.
Sellers. She's awesome. I loved her forever. Music. And so we're like, we want to do this tour with these great artists, Class of 2017. And so if you're in Madison, Wisconsin, or Chicago, or Louisville, get tickets at RagingIdiots.com because she's one of the acts.
Just a
Downloader, Aubrey Sellers. Hashtag Female Friday. James.
Yes, sir.
You're on the air, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm just in the parking lot here getting ready to go take a GED test, trying to get a better job, and been out of school for 24 years. My high school diploma has never gotten my way, but it did this time, and I took it Tuesday, and I passed two of the tests. I failed two out of not being in school for 24 years, so I think I did pretty good, but I just need that inspirational music, man, to help me through this.
Oh, you need all seven of the nations?
Yes, sir. I think I got the job. I just got to get this piece of paper.
You got two more you got to pass, right?
Yes, sir.
Repeat after me. I, James. Of West Virginia.
Of West Virginia.
Will focus.
And achieve.
I will take deep breaths. And today I will be victorious in the land of the GED.
And I will pass the GED test.
Yeah! Give it up, James! Yeah! Hey, dude, eat this up, man. You got this. Remember, your brain's on high, your heart's on low. The heart rate down. Think straight. You got it.
Yeah, the other two tests that I failed, I missed them both by one question.
Come on! You got this. And now you know what to study.
Yeah, and I crammed all last night for it. Got some buddies to help me out. Helping me out with the algebra. That really kicked my butt. But I think I got this.
Dude, you got this. Hey, tell me you got it.
You got this!
All right, James.
I listen to y'all every day.
When you get your results back?
Usually within 24 hours. When I took it Tuesday, by Wednesday morning by 9 o'clock, I had my results. So hopefully by tomorrow morning. And I just got to call the guy. I'm trying to get a job with a power company. And I just got to give him a call and say, hey, I got it. And it's going to more than double my salary.
Man.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome job, man.
You got this. Call us back Monday. Let us know. I don't even want to update. I want Monday's call to be like, hey, I got it.
Awesome.
You got it.
Thank you, sir.
You deserve it.
Yes,
you will achieve it!
And I just want to say, kids, stay in school, man. You might think you don't need it, but you do. You need it.
Look at this guy right here. And also, preaching to the kids. Yeah. Hey, you know why you're nervous, James?
Am I nervous?
You know why you're nervous?
Well, why am I nervous?
Because it means something. Nerves are good. You're nervous because it means something.
And I don't even want this job. I need this job.
Because it means something. All right, James.
My future.
Attack. Go get it, buddy.
All right.
Come on with that. It's rock and roll right there, man. Everybody for being here this morning. All day long, it's hashtag Female Friday.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
He's exposing some new artists and some new songs. This is from Danielle Bradbury called Sway.
It makes you want to sway to the left and sway to the right. Get lost in a groove that'll make you lose your mind. Put a smile on your face and you ride into a daze. No, there ain't nothing wrong.
Danielle Bradbury with that song.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
There you go. Check out that Danielle Bradbury. You get a minute today. All right, random fact about you around the room. Amy?
Well, mine is that I was a Kappa in college. I was in a sorority, Kappa Kappa Gamma. I know y'all know that, but...
I didn't know I knew which one.
Oh, you didn't know which one? Mm-hmm. I know. I thought that came up from time to time on the show, but I posted on Instagram and like so many of our listeners out there were like, what up, fellow KKG? I had no idea. And I was like, yeah, I wasn't really that into it or anything. In fact, I think I got called into standards for like missing meetings.
Dang.
Which that's like getting called in before the board.
Oh.
And you get like demerits or something. I don't know.
Random fact, Eddie.
Yeah, did you know I almost died? I almost died of staph infection like 10 years ago.
Crazy.
I was hospitalized at Duke Hospital for like 2 weeks. And that was almost like the end of my life.
Dang, dude.
I had
way to bring the mood down.
Hey, but I'm good now.
The great news is he's alive.
Tell me something good.
Random fact, Lunchbox.
I didn't learn to walk until I was 18 months old.
Why didn't we not know that?
I don't know when you're supposed to learn to walk.
I don't know either.
Yeah, when does anybody know?
You're supposed to be about a year old.
When?
But I preferred to crawl because I was faster at crawling, and so I would just crawl everywhere.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I'd put my mom's shoes on my hand and Crawl.
You chose the crawl.
That's my random fact. Bobby.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Between 9 and 12 months, babies are supposed to start walking.
Oh, you're like double that.
Yeah.
Okay. Bobby, your random fact?
I'm left-handed and left-eyed.
Yeah,
yes.
You are.
Meaning I'm left-handed in everything, left-handed, left-footed. But my right eye does not work. I have what they, it's lazy eye, but they're on the same track.
Yeah,
my
it doesn't
eyes
look
move
lazy.
The same, but it doesn't work. All I see are blurs and light. No real color, no form. My right eye doesn't work. And that's the main reason I wear glasses, is to protect my right eye from something getting in, or my left eye from something getting inside of it. But then my left eye, as I got older, started to go out a little bit.
Oh, no.
I know. So now I have to, like, get a lens.
Ugh.
Time marches on, you know? There you go.
Can I just leave Lunchbox on a positive note, though?
Sure.
It says, some perfectly normal children don't walk until 17 months.
No,
he
but
was
18. He's 18. Yeah, yeah.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Jillian Jacqueline. This is called Hate Me.
Come on and hate me. Tell me you regret you ever met me. Make sure that it hurts right as I'm leaving. Make me believe that you never even really ever loved me. Come on, baby, hate me.
Encourage you to download female artists today. Songs, records.
Don't need those coffee mugs from Portland. Don't need that sweater from your dream.
Her name's Jillian Jacqueline, called Hate Me.
Down the stairs and out the door. No, don't need to hear I'm sorry. Don't need your version of the truth. There's only one thing left that I need from you. So come on, come on and hate.
Played so much good music today by females. It's just like not even like where it should be. It's just not where it should be. Hopefully today's like a conversation starter.
Come on, baby,
hashtag Female Friday. That's Jillian Jacqueline. Daniel,
what's up, buddy?
You tell me what's up.
All right, so my wife is 32 weeks pregnant, and this morning I'm at work, and she calls me, and she's telling me she's having some weird cramping, and asking what she should do, if she should call the hospital or not. I'm like, well, yeah, obviously call the hospital. So she calls, and they say, no, you better just come in and get checked out. So I go home from work and pick her up, and we go in, and the nurse comes in and checks her out. About 10 seconds, she's like, yep, I need to call the doctor. You're about to have a baby.
Oh,
what?
Like this morning?
Just this morning.
Oh my gosh.
So, since she's only at 32 weeks, they said we need to transfer you to Fort Wayne. So, they brought in the ambulance and stuck her in. So right now I'm following the ambulance to Fort Wayne, and I'm gonna be a daddy today.
Wait, right now you're following the ambulance?
You have no idea.
Right now,
Wow.
Her, dude.
Wow. What do you think? What's in your head right now? What's going through your mind?
Dude, I'm freaking out, and so I. It's really convenient that her parents are on vacation out in Las Vegas right now. My parents are on vacation in Utah, so everybody's out of town. But so we let them know, and I figure, you know what? I spend 4 hours every day with you guys, you know, listening to you on the radio. I'm like, I better just call Bobby and let him know.
Yeah! That's what friends are for. Dang.
I got you, bro.
Daniel, that's awesome. Like, I hope everything comes out. The baby's healthy. I hope you're happy. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, can we get him? We need to send him a Pimpin' Joy baby onesie.
Okay.
So stay on the line.
We're going to put you on hold and give us your info real quick, because I know you get an ambulance to chase.
Yeah.
And... congratulations. Call us back after you have the baby, like next week, okay?
Awesome. Hey, let me tell you real quick, too. For 5 years, doctors told us that pregnancy was impossible for us.
Oh, wow.
And so this is our miracle child. So.
Yeah!
Yes. All right,
so cool.
Daniel, do not hang up or I will put you on hold. Hold on. Holy cow.
Wow.
He's so cold.
Look at these guys.
And then he's like, ambulances in front of me.
Dang. It's Female Friday, hashtag Female Friday. We're watching them just go up the charts, lots of them at one time. So it's always that short conversation, the one day that leads to a week, that leads to a month. That, you know, you don't want a revolution, you want an evolution. You don't want there to be balance, you just want there to be honesty and fairness. So, yeah, good. Our listeners are awesome. And so it's been Female Friday all day today.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
This is Nikita Carmen. This song's called Curfew.
Oh, when you think love has a curfew, and I just want you all of the night. It's like you think we're breaking the rules, but a mama's and daddy's thing, keeping the time. Feels like I can't be trusted, and so I'm left confused. 'Cause you always say goodbye too soon, like love has a curfew.
Name's Nikita Carmen. That's called Curfew.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
All right, Amy, what do you have in the pile over there?
Well, let me pull it up. Okay, the fifth Transformers movie comes out today, which I don't know if people are pumped about it, but Anthony Hopkins, stars in it. It's called The Last Night. Only 15% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
He's the main person in Transformers?
Yeah, he's a historian in this one.
Like, there's got to be one of the Wahlbergs or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
Mark
the main
Wahlberg.
Person.
I know, but this is like... this.
How
is...
do you go lead with Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah.
Transformers is out with Anthony Hopkins. He's a historian. It gets no more boring than your description of that movie.
What about that other guy, Shyla? Is he not on the...
No,
I think he's,
he has been out for a while. He's okay. Busy doing other things.
What about Megan Fox?
I think
she's
been out.
Dang. They replace the girls,
but
you
still,
know, they rotate.
It's Wahlberger guy.
Oh,
Mark,
for sure.
I figured that was a given.
Okay.
Okay.
And I don't want to see any action movie where a historian is it. Like, I had my one with Nick Cage.
American Treasure?
Yeah, National Treasure. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Oh, Indiana Jones?
No.
All right, what else you got in the pile?
Well, did you know that it's impossible to poison a possum?
Never thought about it.
Well, it is. They produce a protein that basically neutralizes any poison that enters their body. So get this. Scientists are trying to use that to build a universal poison antidote for people.
Okay. So they're finding what already doesn't let poison affect it and trying to duplicate that.
Yeah, for humans.
That's interesting.
So it'll be like possums, but not.
Cool. Okay, what else you got?
Okay, so the fidget spinner's out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of was in and then now it's out.
No, it's not out. I love mine.
Okay, well, China, they're ahead of us on like this stuff. It's going to make its way to America.
Yeah, what's the next thing?
The next thing is a mini toothpick crossbow. Have you seen it?
Okay, this
no, it's going to be
it
all the
It's like too
rage.
Many parts. Like, I don't want to have to find arrows. Tiny
is it
arrows.
Lethal?
I'm going to have them in my feet and my hand.
It could be dangerous. I was watching videos of, like, kids taking their mini crossbow, putting the toothpick in, and then bam, it, like, going right into an apple and sticking. So
yes,
I'm like, ow!
This is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, that's going to be the next big thing they say. It's going to take
ban
over.
This. This should not do this.
So, like, at schools, teachers are going to be like, hand over your mini toothpick crossbow.
Yeah, after they shoot her with the toothpicks.
She's digging them out of her shoulder. That's terrible. What else?
Okay, so it's hashtag Female Friday.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd throw in this thing I found on BuzzFeed where Miranda Lambert was answering some questions. She said the non-artist that she would like to collaborate most with is...
The non-artist?
Non-country artist.
Oh, Beyonce. I saw that.
Oh.
But you said non-artist. I was like, interesting. I'm going to say...
Scientist, maybe?
Bill Nye?
Who would you, Bones? Who would you, non-artist, collaborate with?
Yeah.
I'd probably go like Miranda and Zuckerberg.
Oh, that?
Maybe doing a little something?
He's a good non-artist.
Did you know he wears the same shirt every day?
Yeah, but he stole that from Steve Jobs.
I know. He did it too. But I thought, is this like a theme amongst really super smart people? Because
yes.
They don't want to clog their brain with decisions.
Less decisions.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So I see Bobby.
Hold on.
Bobby's
Let me, this
start.
Is why I eat like the same food every day. This is why I do things at the same time. I don't have to worry about this crap.
Oh.
Why is because finding what food to eat a bad decision?
Because they,
or
don't
hard
want their,
decision.
They want their brain busy doing other things. It frees your mind.
I don't want to spend half an hour worrying about what I'm going to eat.
It frees your mind.
I know exactly what I'm going to eat every day and what time.
Okay.
Dinner, exactly. My schedule, exactly. Times, exactly. I don't have to worry about this.
Yeah, but stuff shifts. Like, eventually, are you going to become the same shirt person? Because that's...
That's how comfortable the shirt is. Like, I'm not against it.
We got off track. I wasn't even talking about...
We're never on track.
Okay.
Okay. Are we done?
No, I'm still talking about Miranda for Female Friday.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Her favorite cocktail.
Probably some kind of, like, bourbon.
No, Tito's vodka mixed with LaCroix, which is like sparkling water. And then something on her phone, like music on her phone that people might be shocked by.
Let me guess.
Okay.
DJ Khaled!
Yeah!
He's awesome.
Here's another one!
No, what? It's Audioslave.
I wouldn't be surprised by that. You know who that is, right?
I don't know.
Oh. You don't know?
Well, I mean, I'm sure I do.
They're not a band anymore.
Yeah, I can't
not.
Sing you
Chris
anything.
Chris Cornell died.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's who that
they
was.
Had, like a Stone was their mm-hmm. song, right? Like a stone.
Damn, that's good, Bones.
Right?
And then, like a stone. That's right.
Is there any music that we would pull up on your phone that we may be shocked that you have it?
Yeah, I'll just pull up my on-demand library from iHeartRadio here. I don't have it plugged into the computer.
Shocked. Anymore. Shocked that you would have.
I don't know that it would be.
I don't
nothing.
Think,
I like
he
all
loves music.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe like lullabies.
You have
or
Tejano
something?
In there, like some mariachi music?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Of course not. I don't know what they're saying, dude.
I could translate.
That's why I have trouble with Despacito, because I only know Despacito.
La, 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 la.
That's
la,
all
la,
I know. And I'm not la, even, la. I just don't know. I guess the song that I'm listening to the most right now that. It's not even nothing about me shocking
I know.
Musically.
It really
I love the Childish Gambino Redbone song because he's singing the
yeah.
whole time too.
Not shocking.
Yeah, it's nothing shocking about me. I'm boring.
Okay, well, I'm Amy. That's your pile.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Everybody, everybody. Thank you for being here. Female Friday is what today's about.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Female Friday.
Featured artist.
Maggie Rose, Body on Fire.
Tonight, we can do anything. We can be everything we want to be. Tonight, I want to feel your love.
Download a female today. Download a record. Download a song. That's Maggie Rose, Body on Fire. I was reading Eddie's Twitter. It says, hey, I was hospitalized for 2 weeks about 10 years ago with staph infection. Almost died. Fun fact. Hashtag. And then Michael Trejo replies, that fact is fun.
I mean, that was kind of joking. That's
like the
fun.
Least fun fact ever.
I know. But it was random.
Yeah. Download a female today. Hashtag Female Friday.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, it's going to wrap for us. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, all off to Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. WMZQ Fest.
Road trip.
See ya.
I don't think it's a road trip. You're not driving, are you?
No, this is the deal. Lunchbox always thinks it's vacation when we go out of town. We're out there to work.
Yeah.
You know, and he thinks we're going to go like just... sightsee.
It's sort of a drive to the venue to Jiffy Lube.
Exactly.
Live. So Lunchbox
that's not a road trip.
It's not.
That's what I'm talking
He's
about.
Like,
who's in
snacks?
Charge of you three?
Not me.
No, they made me in charge.
Wait, what?
Not me. Okay. I don't like being in charge.
I got the schedule.
They emailed me all the information, car pickup, hotel accommodations, everything, and I'm like, oh, great. This is going to be babysitting for me all weekend.
You guys have fun.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I got a friend coming in town tonight. I haven't seen in 2 years. Courtney, my buddy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not going, but yeah. Thank you for being here. We'll see you on Monday. BobbyBones.com. Hashtag Female Friday. Thank you.
The Bobby Bones Show.